Thou dost not regard the person of men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hypocrisy. Our Lord accuses the Herodians and the disciples of the Pharisees of hypocrisy in today's gospel. It is Holy Week, just a few days left, and they're casting about for some kind of a cause to kill Christ. Human respect. The Pharisees tell the truth, praising our Lord as not being subject to that twin vice, human respect. Thou dost not regard the person of men. Show me the coin. Hypocrisy and human respect are two sides of the same coin, and both concern influence and impressions, the impression we make on others and which others make on us. But God made us, and His impression is on each one of us twice, by birth, and again, St. Augustine says, by baptism. His inscription, His image, is there, or is it? Whose image is it? Whose inscription? Who's influencing whom today? Hypocrisy means some pretense we employ to impress others, pretending we, or in the case of the gospel, others, are good so as to make ourselves look good and maybe, in the case of the gospel, somebody else look bad. Or to make another look up to us and then to follow us. Hypocrisy, the Wag said, is the tribute vice renders to virtue. So wicked men compliment the Son of Man in order to trick him into compromising himself. Human respect is also, in a sense, pretending to be what we are not, so as to make a favorable impression again upon others. In this case, it means doing wrong so as to not stand out as right. Going along, we would say, going along to get along. Snickering at that dirty joke, or at least a little smile, is the tribute you render to the vice of impurity, or the children in the cafeteria Friday, or you when you're invited out Friday, going ahead and eating the meat, because to abstain and maybe explain is just too much trouble. And me, I'm not a missionary. Human respect, the tribute virtue pays to vice. The difference? Hypocrisy never made a bad man good. It just makes them worse. Whilst acts of human respect could take a good person down a peg or two and make him bad. If you do not live up to the principles of your faith, they say, you'll end up having the faith of your principles. In some days, that's not very much to go around. But thou dost not regard the person of men. high praise and truthful for a change from the scheming and sinful men to the divine person. It is true, he does not, but we do. And thus, whilst he walks away from this Tuesday in Holy Week trap, it is not yet his hour, we get caught almost every hour in time. It's tried against us. We end up paying attention to the person of men. All this talk of hypocrisy, what with today's tax gospel, you might call it, makes one think a little bit about politicians, doesn't it? You might call a politician a professional hypocrite. As we endure yet another election year, influence. They want to influence us, and so they engage in the most unbounded hypocrisy. They want to influence us to take them seriously at their word. This influence, of course, is purchased in the first place by big money and then channeled through the lobbyists who own the politicians. And they'd love to get a piece of you, too, so as to extract from the little man the big tribute, not only taxes and more taxes, but more, perhaps, your soul. And so, for our diversion and entertainment, they throw a party. They set up and they fund both political parties. Party, the word means fun, right? Entertainment, a party. Tea parties, too, at times, populist movements. Time for you to let off a little steam and to dream. A distraction, a mock battle, a staged conflict, and all of it so as to influence us to take them seriously, and to render and render and render to Caesar far more than his due, and he wants more than that. He does want your soul. And for the rest, government grows, and the rich grow richer, and the poor pay, and then they pay some more. Today, in the church, is Mission Sunday. If it means anything anymore, it must mean you must be out there influencing others to render to God his due. All of you. Wouldn't it be grand if we Catholics had enough money to take out clever ads, having hired some advertising agency, and then we could buy TV time and we could vilify heresy and call the heathen to conversion, and who could resist? It would be on TV. Well, maybe not. Life is not a party, and somebody has to pay. But in that you do put in your time and pray, and you confess your sins, and you pay for them by penance. And that for all of your faults, you are, all of you, practicing Catholics, and one of these days, practice has got to make perfect. Why should you not buy some influence? You have it. Look, today, you are either going to influence others or be influenced. You will be influenced by television and by the advertisements you hear, and not only commercials, but also by conversations. A comment may be heard at church or something seen on the internet or Facebook, or you are going to influence. And sometimes, you know, if you take it all seriously, this most serious matter of the faith, this tribute we bring to God, you get to explain it. And why shouldn't you? You're living it. Explain it. That's all. Without human respect or fear, no razzmatazz, no trickery, no slick agency has been hired to write your copy. You've bought no TV time, and don't be afraid of being treated a hypocrite. You get sometimes to explain your faith. And this may be after that silent example of yours, and with your strong prayers, the closest you'll ever come to being a missionary. The Mormons, who masquerade as Christians and worship many, many gods, the Mormons impose that as an obligation on, of all things, their young people, that they must give 2 years for missionary work. I was reading last night in the paper that the Mormons are crying out for more missionaries. They're not satisfied. And then that got me thinking, do we have any at all? We Catholics of the unchanged, because unchangeable faith, do we have any missionaries at all as we approach the day of the Lord Jesus? The last day. Oh, this is the last day for our Father Ercole. He is doing missionary work in Africa. He's offering Mass in Nigeria today. But I mean, aside from the odd priest and the odd places a priest might get to, do we have any missionaries? Sure we do. We have you. You may feel more hypocritical than holy being here today. You're conscious of your faults and failings, and you may wonder, if you're here, is it only for human respect? Somebody's got to you, or somebody is looking up to you with little angel eyes, and there you sit in your pew. But as you render to God the coin of your tribute, your presence and your time and your mind and your soul, you realize it is His. It is His image here on the heart and His inscription. It's not hypocrisy, and it's not human respect. It is holiness. That is why I am here. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.